When I think of wintertime in Michigan, blustery cold images of ice and snow enter my imagination. And maybe my imagination is where that will stay.
The Detroit area only recorded 0.1 inch of snowfall. Temperatures were also warmer than normal. We had an average temperature of 40.1 degrees. That ranks third warmest for December.
The start to winter in Metro Detroit has been so mild that it's breaking records. Is this our new normal? This is the Daily J. I'm Zach Clark. There has long been a saying here in Michigan, if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. Things can change pretty quickly around here. But last month, December was pretty consistent. And that consistency is odd, but so are the high temperatures that went with the consistency.
It's Michigan, man, you know what I'm saying? So I'm used to it, you know what I mean? The crazy weather, you don't really know what to expect. You know what I mean? You might have sun today, you know, snow tomorrow, and then sun again, you know what I mean? So, hey, we done had a couple warm Christmases in the past. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, you got all this ice and you're transporting this, you know, right, and moving into these different places. What would it be like for you? Are you happy that it's warmer, being that you don't have to be out here in the super cold doing this?
Yeah, I always love the warm weather, you know what I mean? Yeah, I love the warm weather. It just makes the job easier, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That is WWJ's Ryan Marshall talking to a Detroiter out on the job. Well, if that man likes the warmer weather, he must have been in love with December. Why? Well, if you were looking for signs of winter last month, good luck.
No, not at all. In fact, the Detroit area only recorded 0.1 inch of snowfall through the month of December. And snowfall is highly variable across southeast Michigan. So a little further north you go, we received a bit more snow. The Flint area had 1.8 inches and Saginaw 2.1 inches. But those are still, you know, record numbers for at least snowy amounts for December. Temperatures were also warmer than normal. We had an average temperature of 40.1 degrees for the Detroit area. That ranks third warmest for December. And likewise, really for all of southeast Michigan, was around that same value. And so Flint and Saginaw were the second warmest on record for the month of December.
That voice belongs to National Weather Service meteorologist Alex Mannion. While the snow has lacked, it's not as if we've seen a lack of precipitation. It's been plenty wet, which is how the Great Lakes remain as opposed to having some semblance of an ice cover. Here is WWJ's Mike Campbell on the shores of Lake St. Clair.
According to NOAA's Great Lakes Environmental Research Laboratory, on the first of the year, only 0.35% of the Great Lakes was under ice, below the roughly 9% on average at this point in winter. They do say daily lows aren't that concerning. Monthly lows are more concerning, and February and March are bigger ice accumulation months than January anyway. The lowest ice percentage in a total winter was in 2002 at 11.8%, but just 5 years ago in 2019, the maximum ice coverage was 81%, among the highest ever.
Most people, including myself, look at snow as an obstruction, an inconvenience. I have to shovel and scrape. Driving is more challenging when it snows. Shoot, getting my kid ready for school becomes more of a challenge. But Michigan is in the tourism business, and Nikki Devitt tells me the snow is a huge driver of that. Nikki is the president of the Petoskey Regional Chamber.
It's vital to our economy in northern Michigan in the Petoskey area. So when you have that ability to have ski resorts and trails and shoreline and all this winter beauty for those who really love being outside in the winter, it's just a huge economic all-around impact. Because what ends up happening then is that our hotels and our resorts see people coming from downstate all the time to come up and take little mini vacations all winter long. So they break the regular craziness of life and drive a few miles north and have this experience that is wonderful. But for those that maybe aren't as into being outside during the winter, they have the enjoyment of our wonderful shops and our restaurants and our vibrant downtowns, allowing them the ability to just really get out and enjoy all that Northern Michigan has to offer.
Regardless of temperatures or snow, it's still winter, right? And because it's still winter, the clouds remain overwhelming. The sun is a rare sight. And that can lead to people really struggling mentally.
Some people can experience what's called winter blues. This is a subtype of depression called seasonal affective disorder. And this can affect a lot of people, especially in Michigan, where it's dreary. We don't get that natural sunlight. And this can really decrease your mood, your ability to just want to get out and do things. And it typically meets its peak during January and February. People can experience things like oversleeping, or they may have appetite changes and crave things, especially like carbohydrates. You may experience some weight gain. Some people may feel tired or low energy, and they're just not themselves. They're not as chipper as they are during like spring and summer months.
That right there is Dr. Charlotta Dennis. She is a psychiatrist and the medical director of Priority Health. Dr. Dennis says if that feeling persists, seek professional help immediately. Is there a silver lining here? Could Michigan actually benefit from a warming climate? Maybe, at least to a point. That is what the Dean of the School for Environment and Sustainability at the University of Michigan told me, Dr. Jonathan Overpeck.
Michigan is definitely a winner when it comes to climate change, and it's all relative, because if we don't stop climate change, Michigan can also become a loser, and a big loser. We've all seen the flooding events we've had here, plus the heat waves and things. But speaking of heat waves, Michigan heat waves are nothing compared to the heat waves we're getting down south. The other thing that makes Michigan a big winner, you know, is that winters are becoming less extreme. And I think most people don't like snow. They don't like weeks on end of freezing temperatures. And that's a thing of the past with climate change. But the biggest thing of all that makes Michigan a winner is we have 20% roughly of the world unfrozen fresh water in the form of the Great Lakes. And a lot of parts of the United States and elsewhere around the world are getting increasingly into water crisis situations.
As a kid, this kind of weather would have been shocking. But as our climate changes, things seem to be getting more mild here in Michigan. Is this permanent, though? Here's our meteorologist, Alex.
It's still variable across Southeast Michigan. I mean, when you look at the Earth as a whole, we are seeing that trend. Really, the main driver for what we saw this December and what is likely to continue, at least in parts, for January and February is El Nino. And El Nino is just the warming of the equatorial Pacific Ocean. You know, what does that have to do with the weather in Michigan? We've actually found that the temperatures across the Pacific Ocean influence the air circulations, and specifically the jet stream across the globe. We have one jet stream that stays to the south of us, and it kind of locks the wetter and cooler pattern. And the polar jet stream, which is responsible for the high fluctuations of cold air, is a little bit stronger, and it locks the cold air to the north of Michigan. And it's kind of been as a classic example of this El Nino pattern, at least for the month of December. We still have a couple more months of winter here.
So you snow lovers can rejoice. Alex says this is not permanent. In fact, we may even see some snow this week. Maybe. But also, maybe not.
It's hard to escape winter, you know, fully through January and February, as locals and visitors know here. And there are some signs that maybe mid to late week that we're going to see a little bit more of the usual winter pattern, some chances of some accumulating snowfall and some average to below average temperatures. And there's no escaping that. But yeah, typically with El Nino, we can still see some above normal temperatures that linger on through February and March. We do have some of the weather models that are hinting the potential for some accumulating snow. It's still too soon to put numbers down. And there are also other weather models that really miss us altogether, or they keep us warmer so we see a little more rain than snow. So I guess the main message there is, yeah, there is a pattern shift expected. There is a chance for some accumulating snowfall that could cause travel or driving concerns.
Weather and climate are not the same. Today's episode was about the weather and how our evolving climate impacts that. How many times will I sled this winter? The El Nino will likely keep those numbers down. But Michigan winter is still Michigan winter. Today's big thanks go out to Alex Mannion, Nikki Devitt, Charlotta Dennis, and Jonathan Overpeck. Check out WWJNewsRadio.com for the top local news stories on demand 24/7. Do you want that Daily J delivered right to you? All you have to do is text WWJ to 20357 and you'll get it instantly. Message and data rates may apply. I'm Zach Clark, and this is The Daily J. Thanks for listening.